Stuart, first of all, just what is your initial reaction to the comments David Cameron made yesterday?
Well, I suppose, you know, a bit of surprise from everybody, really. But I suppose at least it brings about some clarity about what his long-term intentions are if he wins the election.
Was it a case, then, that you personally are surprised there was no indication or no hint that this decision would be announced?
Well, actually, I think it's rather refreshing, because I think what ends up happening every time in the term of a Prime Minister is that it gets to a point where people start asking how long they're going to go on for. And rather than, you know, having all that speculation thrust at him, he's instead sort of made the announcement so that it's very clear.
And how would you react to the criticism by certain Labour MPs that it shows a real sense of arrogance that he's made this announcement before actually gaining the second term?
Well, I think in fairness, he said, you know, that if we win the election. So, I mean, it's not arrogant. He's just basically saying, you know, if we win the election and if he is Prime Minister, then he won't be seeking a third term. I don't think that's arrogant. I think it's probably just putting out a clear indication of intent. I mean, I remember, you know, the time with both Margaret Thatcher and with Tony Blair, you had months and months of speculation about how long they were going to go on for. And that becomes a bigger story than actually getting on with the job that the Prime Minister needs to do. So, you know, this way it sort of just ends it, really.
So would you say that this announcement actually may help the Conservative Party, that there'll be no speculation, now you've got a clear aim and a clear target when David Cameron will leave?
I'm not sure that it'll make much difference, to be honest. I think, you know, people will be voting on policies that they want to see being enacted. And I would suspect that the big issue will be, you know, a recovering economy and not putting that at risk and making sure that we have the jobs and security that people right across Yorkshire are looking for. I think that is going to be one of the big issues that we will be fighting on.
And Stuart, I've got to ask, David Cameron named three potential candidates. Are there any that you would like, and would you be putting your own name in the hat?
I don't think my name will be going in the hat somehow, but look, there's going to be lots of time between now and then to see who puts their names forward. I think we are lucky that we've got a good team of people that we can choose from. And that's what you always want in any form of election, is a solid base of candidates. And that's what we've got. So it will be a very interesting battle when it comes. But that's a long way off yet. We've got the election to fight. That's our crucial aim at the moment.